Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was great. It was with Mary Basmachian, who goes by Mary B, because she has the longest, most interesting Armenian name of anyone I know. And Mary Basmachian is a stand-up comic. Mm-hmm. I met her, I think, the first time at Armenian Nights.
Oh, okay.
Which is an Armenian stand-up comedy show at Flappers on Sundays, right, sometimes, that's half in Armenian and half in English. And the audience is full of all the different kinds of Armenians. Mm-hmm. That are in Los Angeles.
Which is awesome.
It is really awesome. So we talked initially about, she has fake nails, acrylic nails.
Oh, okay.
And she's always wanted them. Mm-hmm. From when she was a little girl. Her mm-hmm. grandmother gave her $20 back when she was a little girl, when she was in middle school. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, she's been a huge fan of the longest of all nails. I got to learn that those acrylic nails, they put fake tips on. I knew that.
Okay, yeah.
And then they build off of that with brush strokes and putty.
Like it's sort
of it, well, it's sort of a
it's we're talking a powder, about fingernails, folks.
Fingernails.
Not like and building nails.
Not hammer nails. And anyway, but it was like with a brush mm-hmm. and powder and water that you brush. You put the brush into the water and into the powder and then brush the nail.
Oh.
And it becomes longer. And then you
and
sculpt.
It stretches them out and you can sort of sculpt the shape of them.
Yes, and then you could decorate the heck out of them.
Yeah.
Including snow globes, things that move. Like
really?
Yeah. You know those pens that if you turn upside down?
Yeah, yeah, the little naked butt shows up.
That's what I said. She was that was the only one I could remember, too. It's usually somebody dropping trow.
Right.
But Mary Basmachian was fascinating. And right around, I would say, 20 minutes, mm-hmm. We weeded off into food and talked about Armenian food for a good another 20 minutes.
Yum.
25 minutes. In the last 15 minutes, we talked about these videos that she will watch. They're Korean videos. It's been co-opted by America. Mm. It isn't as good.
Mm.
It looks more just like an eating disorder than just a weird fetish.
Okay.
And it's called mukbang. M-U-K-B-A-N-G.
Okay.
And it's Korean people eating noodles. And it was like a Twitch channel where you could say, eat the dumpling. Tap, tap, tap. Eat the dumpling. Like live.
Oh.
I'll give you a dollar if you eat the dumpling.
And?
People would. Then they would make tens of thousands of dollars. And they still do.
Just putting food in their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fully clothed.
Fully clothed.
And?
There's been offshoots, though.
I'm sure. and they're using different... Using their hands?
Using their hands. And chopsticks? But she said that chopsticks. And she said that there was... In South Korea, they like to use a lot of filters, like those Snapchat filters.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the chopsticks will come near their face, and then they'll bend, and you can't see them because there's a filter making them look much younger. But so you eat noodles, and so there's Twitch videos, but there are also... YouTube videos that are only made, they're made through advertising revenue, but millions of followers to watch people eat noodles.
Yep. Just like you could go to the local noodle shop and just watch people eat noodles.
Right. And I guess it was invented initially.
Maybe it's rude.
To watch people eat noodles in real life?
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Maybe you're not supposed to see anybody eat.
Well, it was initially, she said it was invented so single men could have someone to eat with.
Oh.
In Korea.
Oh, so they would just...
Which feels super Blade Runner-y noir.
Well, yes. Yes.
But it's turned into, in America, watching someone eat three pizzas.
Right, because of America. How can we do more?
Exactly.
How can we overdo this?
Right. And, but she finds it kind of soothing.
Oh.
ASMR kind of soothing.
Okay.
And she said some people don't like the sound of chewing.
Right.
And I would say almost no one likes the sound of chewing, but some people really do. But it was, the whole episode was fascinating and she was a delight.
That's great. No, that's interesting. I may do a little deep dive into YouTube tonight.
Mukbang.